Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And happy Friday, 97.1. We are settled in for a busy show after a long day at the ballpark yesterday. 19 innings of baseball between the Tigers and Pirates. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen. No Heather Park today. Gov and Greg are both behind the glass. You heard Dustin Fioco on the updates.
Good morning, bud.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. It's weird to have a Thursday off, come back on a Friday to round out the week, but...
I didn't even have the day off, and it felt last night like yesterday was a Friday.
Yeah.
I started doing some prep yesterday during game one. I put it off. I'm like, well, I want to see what happens in game two. I got to game two, and I was like, wait a second. I totally forgot that I was supposed to send you guys some information about what we might talk about this morning because it felt like it was a Friday. I'm like, hey, the weekend's here. What am I doing?
So much happened yesterday. I know you texted us the videos from the fans getting ejected at the ballpark. We are going to spend some time on that today. I wish the player would just tell us what was said, not just it was over the line.
Yeah.
I mean, his line versus the fans' line, plus the three fans that are tossed from behind home plate. Fam's pointing at him. We'll get into all of that.
Yeah, very sensitive Pirates.
Clearly. And I don't know, maybe some sauced up fans at the ballpark after 19 innings.
Oh, sure.
I don't know. We'll get into it. The games themselves. The Tigers split. They win another series. I did listen yesterday to AJ because I wanted to hear what he said about Skubal Skeens, right? That was what everybody's...
Yeah, he played that down pretty quickly. It was, hey, Scoobs, which one do you want? Game one? All right, it's yours. Which, how can you argue that?
The only thing I would say is Skubal's then complaining about throwing in the rain. Skubal, allegedly given the choice, chose to pitch in the game where there was more rain. It would have made all the sense in the world to go, hey, if the first game's going to be a little sloppy, make that the bullpen day. Then we get Skubal Skeens to round out a long day at the ballpark that it builds, right? Primetime pitching matchup.
I get it. When you say those things after the game, and it was your choice to play in that game.
Yeah.
Again, he can say what he gets a little bit of leeway because of who he is and what he's done and what he is doing. And it was a win.
Yeah, but he said he didn't pitch up to his standard.
Okay. Well, okay.
And I would just say, well, some of that's your own doing then.
All right. Well, he didn't pitch up to his standard and he still one.
Yeah. But he's walking a couple batters. He's complaining about the fact that his hat's dripping wet and they're swapping his jersey out. Like, okay.
Yeah, he walked a couple batters. Struck out six, walked three.
Yeah.
Terrible outing. I mean,
it's not what I'm saying.
Don't sign him.
It's not what I'm saying.
Trade deadline.
You know what I'm speaking on behalf of? This guy.
What? What are you? Who are you speaking on behalf of?
The fans with a capital F.
Oh, you're their voice. I'm glad they have someone like you in the morning to defend what they want.
I will be
Jim
your
Costa,
voice.
Hey, stand on that pulpit and just let them know.
I will take up your cause, fans of Comerica Park and Metro Detroit and baseball at large. I felt cheated. I wanted Scooble Skeens.
I'm so glad the fans have you.
The only one who felt cheated, though. And Mother Nature tried with the assist. The rain out the night before, heavy rain patterns early in the morning, sprinkling into the game time. Mother Nature did everything to give us, the fans, the matchup we all wanted to see. And I might add, it would have given the Tigers a better chance to win both games yesterday, because they popped 9 on Haney in the first game. Probably could have got away with a bullpen game in game one.
And then unless they gave up home run after home run in the first inning. Oh, wait, that's what happened in the second game.
Right, but they only gave up 4 in regulation in game two, the bullpen, right? Because you got Montero in, he settles him in. If they went bullpen game one, probably win game one. Scooble goes game two, probably win game two. Because now I'm not dealing with the wet Scooble, and even him not at his best, to your point, still only gave up very little. So I felt cheated. Maybe I'm the only guy. I'm speaking for nobody today. 248-539-9797. That, among other things from yesterday's Tigers game.
I just don't know that it's that big a deal. Yeah. And Scooble, I mean, obviously it's a little bit of a different experience.
Handling wet balls?
And yes, can be. But he did just fine. He came away with a win. And Stoney and I got into it yesterday. We all wanted to see Scooble versus Skeens. But when AJ came out and the way he said it, I totally get, hey, I'm going to give it to the guy that's the reigning Cy Young Award winner. He's our stud. Well, what do you want? Not going to go against that.
AJ shouldn't manage to satiate fans. He shouldn't move the lineup because someone says something on Twitter. He shouldn't put a pitcher in because a radio host says so. He should run his baseball team the way he wants to run his baseball team. Having said that, with the weather forecast, which was readily available to all, throwing Scooble into that when you have the option to throw him later in the day did not make sense to me.
Well, and I know that there was a chance of rain, but the odds were in the favor of no rain, that it wasn't going to get delayed, that he wasn't going to be pitching in the rain. And I know, I mean, I'm sure he knew that Major League Baseball wanted to get that game started because as a team, they were going to have to travel last night after the game because they play in Florida today.
Yeah, it ended up being lousy for them because they ended up getting to the ballpark early for a 1:10. Don't start until basically 2. And then you think, okay, well, we're going to cram these two games in real close and get it done. Oops, hour rain delay at 9 o'clock because the heavens opened up on Comerica Park. Then you got to go to extra innings on top of it. Long night plus travel. Tigers are back at it tonight in Tampa. Yeah, that's not ideal for the team. They did not want it to play out that way.
No, they didn't want it to play out that way, but I'm not going to sit here and say, well, it's you know, Scooble. How dare he? How dare he want to pitch in that first game?
Is that how I sound?
Yeah, pretty much.
How dare he? Just if you know it's going to be wet, you throw your bullpen out there. Because then you know, hey, I'm switching guys every couple innings anyway.
Oh, so now it's AJ.
AJ, Scooble, whoever you want to blame. I felt cheated. We didn't get Scooble Skeens.
I didn't feel cheated. I got a chance to see Scooble Skeens. All right, that was the, you know, a little bit of bonus because you got a chance to see one of, and maybe the best pitcher in baseball right now. And I'm not going to sit there and argue between Scooble and Skeens. But you got that chance to see both of those guys. And if you went to the stadium yesterday and you were there and you left, came back for the second one, you got a chance to see who are the likely winners of both Cy Young awards.
Okay. Yeah. So at what point is the cutoff for making this decision?
I would assume the night before, probably, because you wake up as a starter with a certain routine, especially with an early game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, so when he came on yesterday at 8:02, probably still hasn't talked to him yet or whatever. I think it's probably right after that, maybe, where you just say, hey, look.
You think like 9 a.m. is kind of the cutoff?
The forecast is starting to say, look, we might starting to delay. It was pretty confident that game was going to be delayed at the start. That the way the rain was coming in and the percentages were 90%+. I just don't know, though, if you can do that. Like you said, when the night before the starters – he's driving in. I'm starting game one. To me, it's more of a Scooble thing. I go to AJ and I say, look, just start me game two. But then does that leak and it screws the fans in game one? There's some politics going on here a little bit, maybe. I mean, they were adamant about getting
both games, yes.
But a split doubleheader yesterday. So eventually you have to name your starter.
Yeah. Yeah, to be clear, I don't know what Major League Baseball's cutoff is on that, but I would imagine you get an allowance for weather, right? I mean, if that's a valid reason to alter your starting plan.
Yeah, especially when you don't want a game to start and then he can't come back out if you have a delay.
Well, yeah, think about how mad, you see Don Kelly, how mad he was in the ninth inning of game two because they threw a pitcher out there who got one out and then they went into delay. And I'm sure his frustration was, I just wasted an arm.
Oh yeah!
I warmed a guy up. I brought him in. He threw strikes. He threw pitches. We recorded an out. He's on the docket, and I can't bring him back in an hour in a game where you've already played now 18 innings.
Right.
And we're going to have to play, assuming that they did the job, a 19th inning.
Yeah.
You don't want to be wasting arms.
I think the one thing where I'll defend them both is he never came out of the spot where he was supposed to pitch this week. He was always supposed to pitch game two of the Pirates series.
Right. And it's, I mean, they stayed consistent with their rotation when he was up, and they actually offered the best pitcher in baseball the opportunity to make his decision. He made it. I'm rolling with it. And you could be as screwed as you want to be.
Well, okay, fine. Then he can blame himself for the fact that he threw into a wet and rainy 1, 2, and 3 innings.
Yeah. And it's I mean, it's still a win.
No, I know.
Like, that's the whole goal.
But he's the one complaining.
The game.
No, hold on. You're making me the only complainer in this. Scooble was cussing up a storm and bitching about the weather. Buddy, look in a mirror.
Well,
that's all I'd say.
Again, it's not it's not what you say. It's how you say it. I don't think he was screaming into the microphone like you are right now. And maybe it's just because I'm annoying the hell out of you.
Yes, which is
that is fine.
Your lot in life, I guess. Ticket Texter says 6 a.m. We already have Costa hating on a decision from the best team in baseball. Okay. Maybe it is how you say it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.